From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korean official defects. The second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea, according to the South Korean Unification Ministry. Ministry spokesman Jeong Joon-hee announced that Tae Yong-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Performing his duties as deputy ambassador in London, Tae seemed to back totally his North Korea government party line. This is from a speech he gave last November to the Communist Party of Great Britain.
Socialism is not something in the air. Socialism is reality. If you read our papers and the magazines and the photos, you can see how socialism is carried on and put into practice.
Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day today. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes yesterday, they say, were aimed at Islamic State, as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front. The Speaker of Iran's Parliament, Ali Larijani, also stressed Wednesday that Iran had not given Russia a permanent base in its territory. U.S. defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said Tuesday that U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their first mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
This is VOA News. South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengai, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following clashes in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Jill Craig has more from Nairobi for VOA.
During his meeting with reporters, South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengai, urged members of the press several times to be truthful in reporting on his country, saying they were spreading misinformation about fighting around Juba.
This is not true. The country is in peace. It is quiet in the whole region of Upper Nile. There's no fighting in the whole areas of Upper Nile.
A tenuous ceasefire has been holding in Juba since the July violence. But there have been sporadic reports of continued fighting around the Equatoria region and former western Bahar al-Ghazal state by Kiir and Machar's opposing forces. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Deng said he was not aware of recent allegations of violence targeting American aid workers, as well as the murder of a local journalist at a hotel compound in July. Vice President Joe Biden warned the Kosovo government of the cancer of corruption Wednesday during his first visit to the Balkans since 2009. He also pointed out what was necessary for cooperation between the various Balkan countries.
And it starts with pursuing closer cooperation and peaceful negotiations with your neighbors, even your former enemies.
Mr. Biden also brought along members of his immediate and extended family as he spoke movingly about his son, Beau, who died last year after an extended illness. The vice president reminisced about a visit his son made to Kosovo.
And he came not as a soldier. He came as a member of the United States Department of Justice help at the request of some to advance justice and the rule of law here in Kosovo and back in 2001. And he loved it here.
Transparency International, which is a Berlin-based organization, ranked Kosovo 103rd out of 168 countries on its Corruption Perceptions Index of 2015. A Brazilian judge ordered Wednesday that American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Vane not leave the country, stating that they gave conflicting testimonies regarding a robbery earlier this week. Ryan Lochte and three other American swimmers said they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday by thieves posing as police officers who stopped their taxi and took their money and belongings. The judge requested that the swimmers' passports be seized as authorities investigate their claims. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.